In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3785, Baruch Hashem, the 20th day of Elul Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn Shalom Uvracham. The Rebbe is responding to his letter that he doesn't have the booklet. What they did was they took the Tanya, and the previous Rebbe made a small portion for every day, so that you covered the Tanya in the year cycle, you covered the entire Tanya. But this person was writing to the Rebbe that he didn't have that booklet which divides you, tells you every day which portion to write. And the Rebbe says that he's giving him the booklet, but the Rebbe says that this learning that you learned the Tanya has a special omen. It's like the shiurim of Chumash and Tilim that we learn throughout the year, as the Rebbe has said it. But when we talk about learning Torah and learning especially the Tree of Life, the inner part of Torah, which has been today articulated, revealed through Chassidus, then you got to learn a lot. Basically, the Rebbe is trying to tell him, or the Rebbe is telling him, that you cannot fulfill your obligation learning Chassidus just by learning those sections in Tanya for the day. That's good. That's a little bit. That's a special segula. But you need to learn a lot. So Rebbe blesses him, aksiva aksima toiva. The Rebbe gives him the booklet he was looking for that divides up the Tanya. They published it in the back of the Tanya. Now it's standard with the Tanya. You have the index. But more than that, today in most editions, the newer editions, they actually have it within the Tanya itself, you know, on the margins of the page. They'll tell you which is the leap year and which is the regular year, etc. So they made it easier, like everything else, Baruch Hashem. But the Rebbe says you cannot just learn Tanya for the day. You got to learn a lot of Chassidus.